This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinions. Most importantly, author Josh Rogan, Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century. Continuing, Josh is identifying right now a new document. This is the study done by the Republican minority in the House of Representatives over the origins of the virus, COVID-19. Josh, a very good evening to you. The politics of this in China are that there will be no further investigation. The Republicans, in identifying questions to be answered, have again come up to the edge of lab leak or natural. At this point, lab leak has not been thoroughly explored. What is in the document, this new document, that tells us there are more steps that we can take, given that China's not cooperating? Good evening to you, Josh.
Well, good evening, John. Well, here we are 18 months after the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic in Wuhan, China, and still there is no, has been no, and there's no prospect of a credible international independent investigation into the origins of the virus, into how we got into this mess, into how the virus broke out and ended up killing over 4 million human beings, including 620,000 Americans. To date. And of course, in the international scene, the Chinese Communist government has not only thwarted those international investigations, but amassed a huge scientific and political and ideological propaganda campaign to cover up the origins of the virus, to withhold the data, to jail the scientists, to jail the journalists, and to censor any information that doesn't toe the party line. And most of this cover-up has been focused on a number of labs in Beijing and Wuhan, especially the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, the Biden administration, to its credit, is undergoing a 90-day intelligence review. But meanwhile, in Congress, there are several investigations that aren't waiting any longer and that have actually been making some progress in digging up more and more evidence, more and more information, more and more data. That might lead us to conclude one way or the other that one theory is more likely. And what the House Foreign Affairs Committee minority Republican staff has put out here is an addendum to their previous report in which they argue that they now believe they have a preponderance of the evidence that points to the lab leak theory as being the most likely. And they lay out that evidence in about 84 pages. And, you know, some of the stuff is a rehash of what we've known before, a suspicious activity at the labs, the fact that the Wuhan Institute of Virology had admitted to modifying bat coronaviruses in ways that made them more infectious towards human, the cover up at the labs. And some of what they're alleging is new, including new satellite imagery that shows an increase in hospitalizations in the 6 hospitals surrounding the labs, including contracts that the government put out shortly after they took down the Wuhan Institute of Virology database mysteriously in September of 2019 for more security and a revamp of the air conditioning systems at the labs, and lots of other anecdotal pieces of information that bolster Mike McCaul, the ranking Republican on the committee's contention that the labs probably were the source of the virus. Now, this does not provide a smoking gun. This will not settle the lab leak versus zoonotic debate overall. But what it does is it adds some more information to the side of the ledger that says there's enough likelihood that the labs were involved that we have to actually do the investigation. Of course, that investigation will be very difficult, especially without the Chinese government's permission. And what McCaul and many others, including myself, argue is that we have no choice but to pursue this investigation with or without Chinese permission, with or without direct access to the labs, because quite simply, it's an urgent matter for our national security and public health. And if we don't figure out how the pandemic started, we can't possibly make the correct decisions to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
There is a new door to my reading, Josh, and that is the British zoologist Peter Daszak, who was a member of the investigation that did travel to China under the WHO umbrella. I believe that the door here is that Peter Daszak was instrumental in several instances over the last year and a half of interrupting the investigation into the origins. Is there reason to believe that he can now provide us more information about his communication or his thoughts during these last year, this last year and a half, or even dating back to the summer of 19, when we have reason to start the investigation?
In a word, yes. I think for a long time, a lot of Republicans, but also a lot of scientists who support an investigation into the lab leak theory have argued publicly and privately that one reason that we haven't had such an investigation is because there was an initial intentional drive to set a narrative that the lab leak theory was a conspiracy theory and that anyone who uttered it was racist or a conspiracy theorist or worse. And it's very clear from the public record that the main driver of that narrative was Peter Daszak, who runs something called the EcoHealth Alliance, which is a nonprofit that takes U.S. government money and contracts it out to labs, including labs in China, including the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, what the committee actually said was that they had, quote, uncovered strong evidence that suggests Peter Daszak is the public face of a CCP disinformation campaign designed to suppress public discussion about a potential lab leak. Now, that wording is very, very inflammatory, and I think intentionally so. What the committee is calling for is for Peter Daszak to be subpoenaed and to testify before Congress and to hand over all of his records relating to EcoHealth Alliance's work with any of these Wuhan labs. And that work goes back 15 years. Now, it's true that not only Peter Daszak, but Anthony Fauci, the head of the NIAID, and Francis Collins, the head of the NIH, and many others who had relationships with these Wuhan labs have been thwarting Republican requests for the documents and details of those collaborations. And they have not been cooperating with any of the attempts to investigate the lab leak theory. And, you know, right, what McCall is saying is that they're doing that as part of a, you know, let's just say the word conspiracy to distract us away from the lab because they have a conflict of interest, because their work is tied to the Wuhan labs and because they don't want the investigation to focus on them and their apparent lack of oversight of the labs that they were funding. Now, even if you don't go as far as McCall and you don't say that Peter Daszak is the head of a CCP disinformation campaign. And by the way, when I wrote this article, I reached out to Peter Daszak, the EcoHealth Alliance, but they did not respond. But even if you don't go that far, it's very clear that there's a ton of information in their files about these Wuhan labs that they won't hand over, and that there's a lot of calls in Congress now, increasingly on both sides of the aisle, actually, for the investigation as the origins to begin at home, to begin with our labs. And that investigation is going to go forward, whether or not the Chinese Communist Party likes it and whether or not Peter Daszak likes it.
We're waiting for the intelligence community to respond to the president's request for an investigation of the lab leak theory. Is that expected to contribute to this report about Peter Daszak? I find Daszak's silence to be compelling. I would like to hear more of his silence.
So, you know, the Biden administration's intelligence review is just that, a review of intelligence. My information is that it is not going beyond the intelligence agencies to request or demand information from American organizations, including EcoHealth Alliance or the NIH. My information is that it has not reached the point of considering pressure measures to compel the Chinese government to allow a full audit of the Wuhan labs. In other words, it's a very limited review with a explicitly limited time frame. So I think what a lot of people around Washington are thinking is that when the Biden administration announces the results of this review, it will very likely be inconclusive because the intelligence is simply not fulsome enough to give us confidence one way or the other. But what I say is that if you're only looking at the intelligence, well, you're missing a lot of the open source information that we already have. And I think that's what McCall is trying to point to here. He's trying to set the ground so that when the Biden administration intelligence review says, well, we couldn't figure it out, many in Congress will say, well, okay, well, that doesn't mean we stop digging. It just means that we have to continue to look harder and to investigate more. Now, there's no statute of limitations on 4 million deaths, and the rest of the world also has a shared interest in discovering the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, but only really the U.S. government is powerful enough to compel Chinese government to cooperate or to do the investigation without their cooperation. So I think what you're seeing is the setup for a major battle between the legislative branch and the executive branch. The legislative branch will insist that 620,000 American families who lost their loved ones find some accountability and justice. And the executive branch will resist placing U.S.-China relations on the line in order to pursue that investigation unless they're also pressured to do the right thing.
Josh Rogan, The Washington Post Global Opinions, Chaos Under Heaven is the book. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.